Four locker room wrap-up continues from Atlanta, where Georgia Southern, they did a thing again. They beat Georgia State 81-62. They led by as many as 22 points with under 3 minutes to play. It was a 19-3 run that put it out of reach. And the guy that probably did the most, Isaiah Crawley, joins us now in the Ford locker room wrap-up. I asked you if you realized what you did. Of course you did, because you're that dude. 15 points, 16 rebounds is the most by an Eagle since Monte Glenn had 16 against Savannah State 3 years ago, but nine of those on the offensive end. You continue to attack the offensive glass like every rebound is the last you're ever going to get.
I just had that mentality. I mean, they're not really that good on the defensive end when it comes to rebounding. So I knew that going into the game, and I just told myself to go after every one of them. I mean, the past few games, I've been doing that anyway, but I mean, I felt like once I got the first three, I was like, yeah, I feel like I can go get a lot of them.
Now, they nipped you on the glass in the first half, but in the second half, you out-rebounded them 28-13, and there were a lot of rebounds out there because they just continued to shoot threes, they continued to miss threes. How did you continually stay locked in to win the battle on the boards?
Every timeout, every media timeout, I asked Crimmins if we were what the rebound stats was, and he told me. So every huddle we had, I was like, We up or we down this many. So, I mean, it showed that we had the mentality that we were going to go and get them all, because we ended up beating them on the glass.
I told Ike this when we had just talked. This is the biggest loss for the Panthers here in 4 years. They don't lose here. When they do, it's not by that much. They were 26-3 here in the last 29. So in the last 30 games, they've lost four times, and you've done it twice. That's got to mean a little bit.
Yeah, it does mean a lot. But, I mean, this game wasn't really – that much of a big deal to us. I mean, it was the next game, so we just came in with that mentality instead of coming in with the mentality of it being a rivalry or we doing this since 1992. But, I mean, we came in with the mentality that this is the next game to get to the next step. So we kept that mentality, stayed aggressive, stayed in attack mode, and just finished this one out good.
You got fouled a couple of hard times when you were going up for oops. I know you're shaking your head. I know you got some nicks and some cuts as you continue to battle through it. How's the body doing?
It's terrible.
At least he's honest.
It's absolutely terrible. But, I mean, I wanted at least one of them. I mean, I kept asking them. I was like, can I get one? Like, I mean, they were just trying to take me out there every time. But, I mean, I respect them for that, because they're not letting no easy buckets go. But, I mean, I just wanted at least one of them.
All right, you knew who you were trying to play on Saturday. You get a rematch against number one Little Rock. It was a tight game out there. They were playing really well to start conference play. Two of the best bigs in the league, and Root Monyong, the newcomer of the year, defensive player of the year, Marquise Noel, their guard, is a first-team all-league selection as well. I know it's been 2 months, but what do you remember about them that can help you as you prepare for the semifinals?
Well, I know they don't really shoot threes that well. They are always in attack mode, too. They get a lot of layups. They kind of beat us with a lot of inside presence, because they got, like you said, Rue and the other one, number 20.
Yeah.
But, I mean, as long as we come in, do play with us, stay with the game plan, play hard, and I feel like we can come out with the W.
Okay. What flavor milkshake?
Strawberry. No whip, no cherry.
Extra large.
You did not cross me as a strawberry guy.
I love me some strawberries. Back in the day, I don't usually tell people this, but at my grandma's house, we used to go down to the strawberry patch, and we used to steal strawberries. Don't tell nobody else.
Well, there's a bunch of people listening to this, so I think a lot of people know your secret.
Y'all don't tell nobody else.
Best is still yet to come. Great job tonight.
Appreciate it.
Isaiah Crawley, enough energy to tell jokes.
Willie!
15 points, 16 rebounds, and he's going to go talk to Willie Powers. We've got Mark Bynton after this timeout. Eagles win 81-62. They're going to the semis on Saturday from Learfield, IMG College.